There was an Instagram photo of you a while back with you wearing a Packers t-shirt. I guess, how did that come about?
Man, I don't know. I had been talking to Eddie for a minute, and it was just in my bag, and I was like, well, I guess I'll throw this on. You know, it looks pretty good on me, so I decided to put it on. And, you know, just hanging in my room thinking, I just decided to take a picture on Instagram, and, you know, I put it up. And, you know, it kind of blew up, so.
Have to add to the wardrobe now?
I'm sorry, I can't hear that.
He just asked if you're going to have to add to the wardrobe now.
I really can't. I guess just echo on. I really can't hear you.
He was just asking if you're going to have to add to your wardrobe now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I can do that without a problem.
What do you see your role as in this defense?
You know what? I'll find out when I get there. You know, I'm a great player. I play fast. I'm a great tackler. And, you know, as I get there and learn the system, learn the entire defense and get comfortable, I think I'll be fine.
Ha-ha, what was the difference in the way Coach Saban used you as a sophomore versus the way he used you last year?
Well, as a sophomore, I was a youngin'. You know, we had just come last championship the year before. So he wanted to put me in a place that I was comfortable at, and, you know, he felt most comfortable at, and he could sleep at night with me there. So my sophomore year, he had me just playing a lot of the deep middle and covering a lot in the slot and in the boundary and stuff like that. So that's what I did my sophomore year. And then going to my junior year, you know, he felt very comfortable with me. You know, he knew I knew all the plays, all the calls, I could get the checks to the corners and be able to play fast and still do my job. So he felt comfortable anywhere. So he lined me up anywhere. He played left and right, put me in the box, and just showed me around a lot and used me a lot my junior year.
How close are you with Eddie Lacy, and did you talk to him at all about Green Bay throughout the process?
I have not. After I posted that picture, he said he called me about it, and it was like, all right, keep playing. You're going to be up here with me, and, you know, we just joked and laughed about it. But me and Ed Lacy are pretty good. We're pretty close, you know, going against him every day in practice, kind of making me upset because he's giving us that little spin move every now and then. But just being around that guy was amazing, and, you know, I'll be glad to be back with him in Green Bay.
What was the wait like tonight? Did you feel like you were going to go sooner? And then how do you look at the situation you're coming into?
Well, before I even walked into the green room this afternoon, I had called D. Miller, and D. Miller was just telling me, you know, it's a gamble. So just keep your head held high, have high expectations. You know, just have high energy the whole entire time in that green room. And that's what I did. Is everyone's names were being called, and I just knew that my time was going to come soon. And I just kept praying about it, and I'm glad to be a Packer.
What was your meeting with the Packers like at the combine?
And it was very relaxed, very chill, you know. Talking with all the coaches, they felt like a very together team as far as relationships with each other and the family. So that 15-minute meeting went very fast, and it was quick, and, you know, I felt relaxed.
What's the story behind Ha-Ha?
Well, actually, my grandmother gave me that name as I was, you know, 3 or 4 years old, a kid. You know, she got tired of pronouncing my first name, which is Hasheen, but it's spelled Hashan. At the age of 4, she started calling me Ha-Ha, and then my teacher started calling me Ha-Ha, coaches Ha-Ha. You know, I just stood from there.
Ha-Ha, you're going to wear number 21, which is Woodson's old number when he was here. Did you pick that number, or did they pick it for you?
I didn't pick it at all. They picked it for me, and, you know, it's a good number to have, so I'm going to wear it with pride.
Ha-Ha, did you go into this draft looking at the teams that we're going to need safeties, and did you do much studying on the Packers beforehand?
I didn't. To be honest, I didn't. I don't pay any attention to that. Like I was telling you, it's a gamble. So, you know, those people's opinions on, you know, who needs safeties or where I was going to draft, I didn't look at that at all. I kind of kept the TV out that entire time. But like I said, as I posted that picture on Instagram, and I got, you know, 300, 400 comments and posts from Twitter about the picture I did, I kind of went back and looked at Green Bay, and, you know, they could use some help, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, period, you know, with the great offense that you already have. And, you know, so I really looked into it there, and I was like, well, Eddie might be right. I might end up in Green Bay, seriously. So, I mean, everything happens for a reason. I put that picture of me with the Green Bay shirt on 2 or 3 weeks before the draft, and here I am, a Packer.
When you look in the division and you see Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall and all these big guys, how can you help Green Bay against those kinds of receivers?
I'm very good in the post. I'm very good covering and helping out, double teaming, whatever the case may be. I'm good at doing it. And like I said, when I get in there, learn that playbook and be comfortable and relax and myself and be consistent, I think I'll do fine with helping the Green Bay Packers win.